My Story, Chappelle Corby. Written by Catherine Bonella and Chappelle Corby. And read by Casey Withers. Sitting on my jail mattress, holding up a little compact mirror, I brush on bronzer and put on some cherry lip gloss, then snap the compact shut. I don't know how many more times I'll do this before they come to get me. It's Friday, and I'm checking out of Hotel K after 10 years. Well, 9 years and 3 months plus 36 days in police cells, but who's counting? I don't feel excited. I feel flat. The interminable days, nights, weeks, months, and years have squashed me into a state of complete numbness. Several hot, sticky hours pass. I start wiping off my makeup. The cells are being locked. The women's block key is kept outside the jail, so nothing will happen now. Oh well, guess it'll be Monday. There's symmetry to this. On my very first weekend in jail, I was also waiting for Monday to get out. I pick up a book, lie down, and read. It's familiar. I've read hundreds of books in here, and weeks go by where I barely get off this mattress except to use the toilet. I'm not disappointed. I wasn't excited. Flatlining has kept me alive in here. It's Monday. I brush on my bronzer, patting it into my skin until it vanishes. I put on some more. I know outside there's a pack of TV crews and photographers waiting for me, my sister told me, but this makeup is not for them. It's my nervous habit. I check my lip gloss. I still feel nothing. Someone comes to my cell. Chappelle, you're leaving now. I jump up, sprinting out of my cell, along the footpath and through the block door. I'm moving at lightning speed like a spooked cat for the first time in years, saying no goodbyes to ensure no one gets any photos of me. 10 years of sneaky shots drove me to a point of insanity, literally. Today, they're not getting anything. I race across the jail and into the hall. It's full of guards. Usually they're loitering in the garden, but not today. Two inmates arrive with my bags as instructed, and a couple of female guards standing at a table start rifling through them. They tell me it's a security check, but no one else checks out like this. The other guards clamour, jostling with their phones held high in the air over each other's heads to get their shots, as the women hold up a bra, then underpants for display, one by one.